live on WBAI News is Chris Hedges. He's a journalist, host of On Contact, which is heard at 6 p.m. Saturdays on WBAI, and he's an author. He joins us to discuss the impact of the arrest of Julian Assange on journalism and whistleblowers and where we go forward in this struggle for journalistic freedom in the age of Trump. Welcome, Chris Hedges, to WBAI.
Thank you.
Great. Let me begin by asking, were you surprised, and what was your general response to the arrest of Julian Assange in London?
Well, I wasn't surprised. I mean, I think we all expected it, especially given the statements made by the president of Ecuador, Lenin Moreno, the efforts to revoke Julian Assange's Ecuadorian citizenship, which they actually did on Thursday, right before they authorized British police to go into the Ecuadorian embassy in London, which is, of course, sovereign territory under diplomatic protocol of Ecuador, and seize him. But what is so disturbing, there are many aspects that are disturbing, but I think one of the most disturbing is just the egregious violation of both domestic and international law. The capricious revoking of Julian Assange's rights under political asylum, as I mentioned, authorization of a British police force to seize an Ecuadorian citizen on Ecuadorian territory who's never committed a crime, the decision by Theresa May, the Prime Minister of Britain, to jail Assange on this bogus skipping bail, which was resolved a long time ago. And then, of course, the decision by the United States to demand extradition of someone who is not a U.S. citizen and whose news organization, WikiLeaks, is not based in the United States. So what we're watching is just another example of the long process by which the judiciary is an instrument to revoke basic rights by judicial fiat. And we see it domestically. So our right, we under the Constitution have a right to privacy, except we don't have privacy. We have a right to due process, except many citizens don't get due process. Mm-hmm. We have free, quote unquote, free elections, and they are corporate funded, corporate controlled, and the narrative is of the elections of the political process is handed to us by a corporate media. We have a government that exists purportedly to protect the rights of citizens, and yet, and this is under the Obama administration, has authorized itself to serve as judge, jury, and executioner to assassinate American citizens, and I'm speaking quite
right.
specifically
now,
about the...
You're talking about the corporate, Chris Hedges, you're talking about the corporate media, yet many in the corporate media are saying, not many, but some are saying that Julian Assange is not a journalist, that he's an advocate and doesn't deserve the rights or protections of a journalist.
Well, they're parroting back the talking points of the national security state. Let's be clear. Julian Assange in a digital world functions along with WikiLeaks as the role of a publisher in the same way that Sulzberger is the publisher of the New York Times. He was given the documents by Chelsea Manning, the so-called war logs, and later the Podesta emails, and he published them. And that's the role of a publisher, a journalist, and I've been leaked all sorts of stuff by all sorts of people, from the FBI to the Mossad to the Turkish government, to on and on and on. Our goal is to determine whether those documents are authentic. And I just don't understand the response of the media. Are they trying to tell us that, let's take the Podesta emails, we don't have a right to know that Hillary Clinton was paid $675,000 by Goldman Sachs to give talks, which is a sum so large it can only be described as a bribe? Do we not have a right to know that she was given the debate questions in a town hall debate in advance? Do we not have a right to know that Qatar and Saudi Arabia, who fund the Islamic State, are one of the major funders of the Islamic State, gave millions of dollars to the Clinton administration.
But how about if it helped, if it's helped Donald Trump become president? And it seemed like he might have, what they're claiming is that he helped, he wanted to see Hillary Clinton lose.
Well, but, you know, he's earned the ire of both sides of the corporate state. First by exposing the warlogs, which angered the Republicans, and later by exposing the mendacity of Hillary Clinton. And I would have, if I had gotten it, even if I'd gotten those things from the Russians, I would have published them. That's our job. And it, and that kind of, that's the wrong question to ask. The question is, does the American public have a right to know this information? And I would argue that they do.
Last 30 seconds. Last 30 seconds, Chris.
The last 30 seconds is that we don't have Donald Trump because of Julian Assange or Russian bots or James Comey. We have it because the Democratic Party sold out the working class and has created the largest income inequality in American history, and served essentially, especially under the Clinton administration, to facilitate the corporate coup d'etat that's taken place.
Thank you very much for joining us, Chris Hedges, on short notice here live on WBAI News. Chris Hedges is a journalist and host of On Contact, heard 6 p.m. Saturday here on WBAI. He's also an author and a former journalist for the New York Times. Thank you for joining us.